being a Wednesday means we've got footy coming up this weekend. Of course, we've got to wait. Be patient. It's going to happen on Sunday night. The man to help you sift through all of that. Maybe even invest your $100 cash, courtesy of topsport.com.au, is Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com.au. He's on the line. G'day, G.
G'day, Jimmy. Well, the Panthers have looked the benchmark all season, and now they're $1.35 favourites into the grand final.
Yeah, which is probably a little longer than we might have anticipated. But anyway, we thought they might have been under $1.30. Before we do start thinking about how this game might play out the 80 minutes on Sunday, let's go back. What did you make of the two teams and their performances in the prelims? Firstly, let's go to Parramatta on Friday night up at Townsville.
Well, Jimmy, at the end of the day, all you can do is win. Now, and the Eels went against a really difficult trend to have to go all the way to Townsville in week three, in that humidity, against a crowd, and win. Mm. And, that, you know, they're flying under the radar. They come back with no expectation. I thought the game was absolutely bottled by the Cowboys. I thought they should have won. I thought they should have won comfortably. But that old adage, Jimmy, your auntie could have been your uncle. And at the end of the day, the Eels walk away with a four-point result. The Cows weren't good enough to turn all of that opportunity of field position and all of the football that they had at the red zone. They tried to go around them instead of through them. The positive out of that for the Eels is that they did scramble very well in defence. My concern is that they were still to leak 20 points, and season to date, 20 points a week has been their average. That's a concern into a grand final. But there's lots of positives around that. And, Jimmy, the one thing about the Eels this week is they're going to have a spring in their step. Everybody was doubting them getting past week two.
Yes.
Then a preliminary final. They're now in a grand final. Nobody expected that. And they're patting each other on the back saying, well, we're flying under the radar here. Nobody expects us to win. Who knows what happens? And they've got a full house of 85,000 people there. I would suggest that it sounds like at least 50 or 60,000 of those are going to be Eels supporters up and about. There's a lot of positive about that. If we go to the Panthers, Jimmy, I thought they looked like a team that hadn't played for a couple of weeks and lacking a little footy early on. They were slow to start, but they just kept building through their gears, which is just so typical of the way that they're so well coached and structured. Down 12-0, we all would have said, wow, yet they went on to score the next 32 points unanswered and had two tries disallowed.
Yeah, three.
So they could have come away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they could have come away with two that the league have admitted that were bad errors.
Yeah.
You know, they could have come away with a very big margin result. Yeah. So I think they look like they're peaking and ready for the right day. But they're up against an opponent that's just going to go out there and say, hey, we're here to play some footy.
Yeah. I said it earlier this week that if you could have said to Ivan Cleary, okay, how would you best like your team to be emotionally, physically, spiritually, going into a grand final, you can choose what it is. I reckon he'd probably choose the way they've gone about it with that. Resting in round 25, week off, a win, another week off, a relatively tough game but not overly taxing against the Rabbitohs. They seem to me to be absolutely primed. I don't think the same for Parramatta. Thoughts?
I agree totally, Jimmy. And I said in the before week one, there was so much talk about the Eels being ready to go to Penrith Park off having beaten them twice this season and challenged them at Penrith Park. And I kept saying, folks, we've got to remember, Ivan over the last 3 years has shown so often how perfectly timed he has this team and their preparation. And they went whack in that game in week one.
Yep.
And yes, a few cards felt their way. But the one thing out of week one was the quality of their defence and their scramble defence. And I think that's the key to this game here. Jimmy, one thing I did notice with the Panthers last weekend was that the Rabbits had some joy down that left edge. Now, if there's not a better left edge going around than the Eels at the moment with Dylan Brown and Lane, you know, that's where they've got to play some football, whether they try and play from the middle or they play from short edge raids. That's where they can get a little bit of joy. The middle gap in the game, though, Jimmy, when they start this rotation, I think it's positive that Brown's there because they're going to need that big body coming in to fulfil what's happening off the back of Campbell Gillard and Paulo. But I think the Eels, Jimmy, to compete here need 20 to 24 points to be a chance of winning, and against the quality of this defence, I just don't know where that comes from.
Okay, well, just on that, selections. One for the Panthers, Taylan May out, Charlie Staines in. What impact, in your mind, does that have? And the fact that they name Kenny in 14 every week, but they start him and Coruscant from the bench. The other one, Brown in, as you mentioned, but at the expense of Bryce Cartwright, not Jacob Arthur, who didn't get any game time. He stays there, and Tom Opacek is out. Bailey Simonson retains his position in the side. Thoughts on that, the two-side selection?
Well, I think Brad Arthur has defended himself well through recent days and around what he's done with 16 players on occasions and 17, what he's done in bringing a big body in this week. I think it's the right move. I would have liked to have seen Brown there over recent weeks and got a little bit more football into him. He can be a little bit explosive. Let's hope that his discipline is right. But he is a big yardage man through the middle, which through that middle section of the game I think is positive. And I think it nullifies a potential weakness in defence off the bench. For the Panthers, I think Cleary's gone with the right way. He's gone with the 17 that won last week, got them into the grand final. He's kept continuity. We could argue about ball return on that edge between those two wingers. But G. Toto really aimed up last week, and his return on that right edge now becomes so critical. Jimmy, I'm all over Coruscant for man of the match here. I just thought he was outstanding when he came on last week. Maybe he starts, maybe he plays the same role. I'd love to see him out there for maybe 65 minutes. He's just such a smart, sharp player in the middle. $14 for the Clive Churchill. That's Ooh. Where my money certainly is.
Okay, I was texting or tweeting or whatever it is what I was doing on. There was a set where Mitch Kenny, a couple of bounce passes, didn't quite get it right, and I thought, get Appy on there. Get Appy on there. So it'd be interesting the timing of when Appy gets on there. All right, you better give us a selection option here. I think this game score, overs, unders, keeps getting wound in, Jared.
Jimmy, I'm not sure why. All the way through the final series, there's only been one final so far that's gone under. And the way the game is being played at the moment, we're seeing points again. And I thought that last week in that Panthers-Rabbitohs game that we would be under 41. Well, it got to 44.
Yeah.
And we've just discussed that there was at least two or three tries that were left out that there could have been on the board. I think it's certainly over 38. I know the trend has been grand finals and under, but I think with a team that's playing 4 weeks in a row in the Eels, that they're susceptible to being open up. My scoreline, Jimmy, was 30 to 14. So there's 44 points. I'm with the Panthers. I certainly think they cover the line. I can tell you nine of the last 14 favourites in NRL Grand Final have not only won, but have also covered the line. The line started 7.5 this week. I'm not sure where that number came from. It's now 8.5. I personally have it over double digits.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So a dominant win by the Penrith Panthers. They win their second premiership, their third grand final, and Appy Coruscant gets your Clive Churchill medal. I think you've stated your case very clearly. Enjoy this game, Jared. I know you will. Have a great day on Sunday, and we look forward to chatting through the off-season.
Take care, Jimmy.